Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. New Mexico political lobbyists are reporting a nearly 20% increase in spending in the first 4 months of 2016 over last year. Financial statements filed with the New Mexico Secretary of State's office show lobbyists spent $269,000 to influence public officials between the start of the year and April 25th, including a 30-day legislative session. That was up from $226,000 in 2015. The spending includes direct campaign contributions as well as meals at Santa Fe restaurants. Lobbyists must report expenditures of $75 or more. Legislation approved in February will raise the reporting threshold to $100 and add an additional reporting deadline in October ahead of general elections. The entire New Mexico legislature is up for election in November. New Mexico Catholic leaders are expressing skepticism about a new pull-together state campaign aimed at tackling child abuse. Santa Fe Archbishop John Wester and Las Cruces Bishop Oscar Cantu say state resources should instead be placed toward expanding earlier childhood education and programs fighting poverty and not on a public relations push. Las Cruces City Council approved a total budget of just over $402 million for the 2016-2017 fiscal year by a vote of 7-2-0. Samantha Sonner has more.
Las Cruces' budget includes funding for new positions throughout city departments, increases in salaries and benefits, and new vehicles. One of the main aspects of Las Cruces' budget, the city's general fund, totals around $88 million, a 3.6% increase from the current year. The budget is balanced and includes no tax increases. City Councilor Greg Smith says this is a responsible budget.
There are certainly some leaps in some of the numbers, but we have gone through the process, done the work sessions, talked about it, and been assured that it all works. And actually, I think it is a great time for this community to move forward with some things that we've known we need to do, but also making sure we do it in a fiscally responsible way, and we're doing that.
Mayor Ken Miyagashima credits city management for being able to provide an increase in city services.
Our management team, our finance team, they do such a great job in doing what we need to do to provide for those services at an increase without raising taxes.
The budget also includes funding for 157 capital projects, totaling around $148 million, one of the largest capital improvement project plans in recent years. Councilor Greg Smith says he is excited to see what the new projects will bring to the community.
Something that I've worked on for a long time is getting the phase two at the Aquatic Center, getting the Olympic-sized pool included, and I do believe that's going to be a great benefit to the community at so many levels. The other things have to do with certainly our ongoing efforts downtown and other parts of town where we present ourselves as the community we want people to see us as.
The budget is now sent to the State Department of Finance for approval for final adoption in June. For KRWG, I'm Samantha Sonner.
One of the world's best-known reporters covering drug cartel violence recently visited our region to discuss the state of the war on drugs. Simon Thompson has more.
Yoan Grillo is a freelance reporter with bylines in the New York Times, Reuters, and CNN, as well as two books on the drug trade in Latin America. In covering the issue throughout El Salvador, Honduras, Jamaica, and Mexico, Grillo has documented distinct similarities that allow organized crime to flourish: a lack of civil society and marginal infrastructure and opportunity are just three.
These conditions that are often very bad for sections of society, neighborhoods where there's no paved streets, where there's often no running water and electricity not working, and there's not much presence of the government or of companies coming there, but the cartels will come, that arrive and then offer young people a path to try and be something.
Grillo says that's not to discount the first world demand for illegal drugs, the major factor, but he says there have been measured reductions in violence and cartel activity in Juarez and other regions when resources have been put into improving marginal and impoverished conditions. He says it can make individuals less vulnerable to cartel recruitment.
The idea of offering something to young people to try and save marginalized neighborhoods is crucial to any solution to this. You know, we're living in a very unequal world, an increasingly unequal world. And within that, you have large swathes of the world's population living in very bad conditions. And that is where major organized crime groups can grow.
Grillo recently documented the forces and causes of violence and the changing dynamics of the drug trade in his book, Gangster Warlords. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.